Hello, my friends. This is Paul Drockton, and welcome to True Religion Radio, where our goal is to get to the bottom of true Christianity and also to explain as much as we can the other philosophies, ideas, religions that are out there. So you can choose what you want to believe. And as Joshua said, choose ye this day whom you will serve, but as for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. So today I'm going to start talking about the Gospel of Luke because I just think it's just such a wonderful book. Now, understand that Luke was a physician. He was a doctor. And probably a Gentile that was converted by Paul. And he became Paul's traveling companion. In fact, when Paul was martyred in Rome, we'll put it somewhere right around 65 AD. I don't have the exact date. Luke was there. He was attending to Paul as his personal physician. And tradition holds that Luke was then also executed by Nero. So that, my friend, is what we call friendship, right? So Luke was extremely well educated. When you read the book of Luke, you can just see it in his writings. And he's very, very thorough. He's extremely thorough in his research. It seems like he interviewed eyewitnesses to the events in the Savior's life and integrated the stories. So it's just amazing the work that went into this book. Now, Luke also wrote the book of Acts, and both books are addressed to a gentleman named Theophilus. We don't know who he was, or Theophilus. We don't know who he was. There's been a lot of speculation, but who knows? But more than likely, Luke was writing to the Gentiles to show them that Jesus was the Christ. And as I stated, he himself was a Gentile. So when you read the book of Luke, you start out with the first chapter of Luke. It talks about Elizabeth and Zechariah. Now understand that Elizabeth was a direct descendant of Aaron. So she was from the right lineage for the Aaronic priesthood. And also understand that Zechariah could trace his lineage back to the high priest that served in the temple as well back in the days of Saul. So basically both of them had the priesthood blood. They were authorized to serve within the Aaronic priesthood capacity. They had additional laws that they were to obey because they were of the priesthood. And Zechariah was basically as a local priest. He wasn't a man of any renown. The only way I can explain it to you is think of a parish priest. That's pretty much what he was. So somehow, some way, we don't know how, he was given the honor of officiating in the temple. Now, three priests would go into the temple. One would replace the shewbread that was on one altar. The other would make sure the lamp on the other altar was full with oil. And then the middle one was where incense was offered, a sweet savor unto the Lord. Now, the individual that offered the incense was also supposed to pray for the house of Israel. So they were supposed to give a prayer for and behalf of the house of Israel. That's what Zechariah was basically commissioned to do on this one instance. And it had to be a great holy day because the turnout was immense. So quite the honor. And remember, this isn't a guy that had any high position within the church, just a common Levite, we'll say. Now, the scriptures also tell us that Zechariah and Elizabeth were extremely righteous, that they kept full law of Moses. They did all the things they were supposed to do and were pleasing unto God. And yet, they were denied children. Now, they're both aged. They're both in their past years of childbearing. And so when Zechariah walked into the temple to minister, to say the prayer to offer the incense for on behalf of Israel, to his utter surprise, an angel who introduced himself as Gabriel was standing there. And Gabriel told Zechariah that the Lord has heard, you know, the prayers of Israel. And he told him that that's why he was there. So Zechariah was then told that his wife would have a son. They were to name the son John. They were supposed to never give him wine or anything from the grape, which is interesting because if you read the Old Testament, go back into Exodus or Deuteronomy, I believe, you can read, or Leviticus, you can read about the law of the Nazarite, which basically was the individual would touch no wine, wouldn't eat nothing from the fruit of the grape, and wouldn't shave their head. A good example of a Nazarite was Samson, who, as we know, never shaved his head. And when it was shaved, he lost his strength. So John seems to be at least taking part of the vow of the Nazarite. And basically, after Gabriel gave his message, he also stated that the child would be filled with the Holy Ghost from the womb. So while he was in the womb, he would have the Holy Ghost. And then explained that he would have the spirit of Elijah, which would turn the hearts of the fathers right to the sons and the sons to the fathers. And that he would be responsible for bringing salvation to many in the house of Israel. So quite the mission as a forerunner to Christ. Now, basically, what happened is Zechariah looked at Gabriel. Of course, he was scared to death. And he said to him, "What sign will you give me that I know that this is true?" Now, think about that. You got an angel standing in front of you, right? And what I've read about angelic appearances is that their countenance is like lightning. I mean, there's no way a person is going to be able to deceive you. This is an angel of the Lord. And of course, Zechariah is asking for a sign when the greatest sign the Lord can give him without a personal appearance is an angelic visitation. And so Gabriel responds, "I'll give you a sign. You're not going to be able to talk until the child's born." And so Zechariah was not able to talk until the baby was born. So 9 months gestation, right? 9 months being dumb, having to write down everything you want to say. And finally, when the child was born, the relatives wanted to name him after Zechariah. And Zechariah wrote down, "The child's name is John." It's kind of surprised everybody. Now, within 2 years after birth of John, we know that Herod ordered the extermination of all children in that vicinity that were under the age of 2 years. We also know that Zechariah is talked about by the Savior as a martyr. Jesus says that Zechariah, whom you slew, right, on the horns of the altar. So the reason why Zechariah was murdered is because he would not betray his son. He wouldn't turn him over to Herod, and so he was killed. Now, we also know that John ended up in the wilderness. I would assume that his mother took him into the wilderness at this point. And he was raised on wild locusts and honey, and that's what he lived on. And he had a rough garment, just like Elijah did. And when he came into his own, when he started to minister, we know that he baptized, and he also commanded people to repent. See, he was there as the forerunner to Jesus Christ. And everyone recognized that authority. They knew that he had the priesthood of Aaron. They knew that he had the Levitical priesthood. They recognized his authority. And so everyone turned out for his baptisms. And the Pharisees showed up, and John looked at him and said, "Who hath warned you, right, ye generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath which is to come?" I don't know if he denied him baptism. I don't know. But he basically rebuked him. Roman soldiers showed up for baptism. And they asked, "What shall we do?" And John told them, "Don't use violence to extort stuff from people. Just because you have a sword doesn't give you the right to take what doesn't belong to you. In other words, thou shalt not steal." The publicans came to him, "What shall we do?" And he said, "Don't take more than you know you're supposed to." In other words, if someone comes to pay your taxes, don't put a surcharge on it just to fill your pockets. So he was teaching people the Ten Commandments and baptized in preparation for Jesus Christ. Now, ultimately, we know that John the Baptist was arrested by Herod because he told Herod it wasn't lawful for him to have his brother's wife. And we also know that his wife basically persuaded Herod through their daughter, through a daughter that danced before Herod and pleased him. And Herod offered her up to half the kingdom, and she wanted John the Baptist having a charter for her mom. And so he was martyred. Jesus Christ said, of those born from women, there are none greater than John the Baptist. So, literally the forerunner of Jesus Christ. This is Paul Drochten. God bless and have a great day.